America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great having the opportunity to talk to you today. And Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And it's great having each person that's online. Our phone number that we can be reached at is what, Colleen?
757-488-5299. It's 757-488-5299.
Well, it's October 12th, 2021. And we have a lot of information that's coming to you today from, actually, this is from the Great Bridge portal of the Faith and Freedom Network. This is the Alliance Legal Group. We're sponsoring the Faith and Freedom Network so that you can have the truth that this is a sponsored program that allows you to call in, has a radio call-in format, and that we'd love to have your opinion, your thoughts, your conversation. The Alliance Legal Group, again, is a law practice that I'm the president and founder of. We have four offices in the Hampton Roads area to help you, that we do a lot of bankruptcies and a lot of debt workouts for a lot of folks. And if you've got issues of that nature that we'd love to talk to you, that you can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. And we have a little chat box assistance, and they'll put you on with a live conversation with an attorney, either myself or two other attorneys that take those calls generally. And it's always going to be an attorney consultation. We'll go over your options, whether or not you qualify for a bankruptcy, whether or not that's the best option for you. Also, sometimes we, a gentleman came in this morning, has a couple debts that we're trying to do a workout for, try to get the numbers down as low as possible. One thing I'll tell you that I've been doing this for about 30 years, it's never recommended to be your own attorney when you're handling some of these phone calls. That it's always better to have the good cop, bad cop sort of scenario when you're dealing with these folks. And we can do a good job for you and have done for a lot of folks during the last 30 years. So with that all being said, Colleen, let's just have a moment or two. How have you been?
Oh, well, doing well, keeping busy. There's a lot going on with the election coming up. So the station's been pretty busy with, you know, people asking us about, you know, how to get on the air and do different things like that. And obviously, you know, a lot of different just things happening throughout our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that a couple weeks ago, we started talking about a little concerning the globalist. And one of the things that we didn't really get to, but that we wanted to, and you know, some folks will say, well, this what we're going to discuss today is just an area that they don't want to think about, they don't want to go to. But it's about the elites, the globalist depopulation agenda. And people say, wow, that's crazy. Depopulation, you know, that means like, people getting killed and dying and reducing the population based upon these globalists? And the answer is yeah. And that, you know, the we're just going to go over a few things for you to think about. You can call in. You can say, listen, I don't believe any of that stuff. But that, you know, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media. But that it's really one of the underlying sort of thoughts that many people propose. We just wanted to throw it out there so that you could start thinking about it. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Again, the number that folks can call in, you can give your thoughts. You can say, no, it's completely, I don't buy any of that. Or you can say, yeah, you know, I've been kind of thinking the same thing. It seems like that kind of thing. What number can people call in to, Colleen?
You want to call in at 488-5299. It's 488-5299. 9-9. And like Steve said, you know, we want to take everybody's opinion and find out what you're thinking about this. You know, give us pause for thought, or, you know, what are your thoughts on the topics that we talk about. So it's 488-5299, 488-5299.
Well, so let me kind of just, I don't want to say devil's advocate, because usually these are the folks that would say that the other guys are the bad guys, but that the argument goes something like this. They would say that, you know, this great reset that's going on, that, you know, this elite, this these stakeholders that we've been talking about, that originate out of the UN, the World Economic Foundation, are committing literally human genocide, carrying out a long plan, whether it be a eugenics, but general depopulation agenda. And so, you know, you don't hear about it. You certainly won't hear about it on mainstream media. You know, the cancel culture, the censorship that blacks out, you know, the information, because you're just not going to hear it. The theory goes that those guys are part of the problem. They're stakeholders in this whole system as well. But the thought is that literally that these vaccines, for instance, are responsible for either sterilizing or you know, causing infertility, or actually either killing people or making people susceptible to be killed, you know, down the road. That there's these consequences of what they call ADE, and sort of the lack of a strong immune system response when different diseases that a person might already have happen. And so all these things are the things that you hear about when you hear whistleblowers and scientists who expose, you know, what they say at great risk to their, you know, they're always ridiculed, they're always doxxed. You know, that the word doxxed means that the people come against them. You know, they find out their information and come against them. And yet they're still trying to get this information out. And, you know, one of the, you know, credibility, Pastor Don had a great message the other day about discernment. And, you know, one of the, you have to be able to discern truth and non-truth from all these different sources. One of the great, from a lawyer standpoint, I'm a lawyer, been doing this for about 30 years, is that when a person testifies against their own interest, that's evidence of that's a factor to consider in giving a person more credibility concerning their testimony, because they have nothing to gain. These doctors are putting themselves at great risk to themselves personally, as well as professionally. We read about doctors having all the little letters taken away from their credentials at the end of their names, because that they're not part of the group. You know, big pharma or big medical group that has been part of this whole big pharma rollout, the vaccine rollout that's gone on during the last year. And so that, you know, what the thought is that this vaccine that's rolled out from May through August, really before May, since January, thousands of deaths have come up on this vaccine adverse events reporting system, the VAERS, and they say that, well, you know, that's like 15,000 or 16,000 that they actually report. And again, people say, well, they're not verified people having died, you know, but they are people that have been reported to have died, plus thousands and thousands of others that have been injured, whereas the same vaccine adverse events recording system had like 3 or 5 or 7 in the years before. And so this is all part of that sort of thought. And so that these vaccine dangers, we have all kinds of new words in our vocabulary, like nanotechnology and transhumanist elements, and how AI through these nanoparticles and vaccines are merging with genetically modified GMO in our bodies. All this kind of stuff is way beyond our pay grade as far as understanding whether this stuff could really happen. But then you get doctors like Joseph Merculo, who exposed the medical reset within this new world order reset that's going on with folks like Klaus Schwab, that we have top international cardiologists and internists like Peter McCullough, who has been making big waves and is even asserting that the vaccination has like a 251 time viral load than non-vaccinated, which means that basically everything you hear about, first of all, that it's the vaccinated, it's the unvaccinated that are causing all the disease, it goes right in the face of that, that these guys would argue that basically that this whole vaccine thing is part and parcel of a rollout to destroy natural immunity and cause these vaccinated folks to be super spreaders, not the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated. And so, you know, we see the tip of the iceberg as far as a lot of bad stuff happening with the vaccines. And, you know, people are saying, calling that we're in the middle of a major biological catastrophe. And it's not just the vaccines. They're saying that, you know, folks saw this on Fox News the other night with McCallum. You know, what's her name? I can't say her name. Martha McCallum, I guess it is. They're reporting that there's a virus they're working on in Wuhan. You can just look this up. Go to your internet. That would be 80% fatality. 80%. You know, you're worried about. We're worried about. You know, the COVID-19 that has a 1% or less fatality rate. They got this virus that they're getting ready to unleash. They're weaponizing right now. That the world knows about it. It's on Fox News. And they're doing nothing about it. And so the thought is, you know, you have these, and why in the world wouldn't you do anything about it? And so you've got these vaccines, you've got these viruses, and that they're all being kind of created by the same folks, you know, big pharma, folks that have ties to the very tops of the government, and that the, so that's kind of the thought, is that there's a lot of things going on, and that these things aren't all happening by happenstance, and that this ultimately is the thought that, for instance, the Dr. Lee Merritt stated the obvious, that this is a war against us. You know, the end game of vaccines and the viruses is depopulation. You know, that's what's going on. So let me get a little bit of feedback. I don't have any phone calls yet. Please call in. But what are your thoughts on just that sort of introduction, Colleen? I mean, does it sound completely crazy that there could actually be some people that want to take us out?
When you say it that way, it does sound crazy, but no, it's not. You know, we know that there's evil in the world and that they, you know, this is where it's all leading to. We know that, you know, we've been told that all our lives. If you follow different things. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's not. You know, like you said, depopulation. You mentioned just this with the vaccines, but, you know, but right before you with Jay Sekulow, they're talking about, you know, depopulation as far as the abortion industry and how that keeps rolling and different things like that. You talk about, like, yeah, these diseases, this virus, all different things like that, that it's, there's all part and parcel to an agenda to take care of that. And yeah, it does sound odd and crazy to say that or to put those, you know, accusations forward, but it's true. And we'd love to hear from what you have to say. If you'd like to call in at 488-5299, 488-5299 as well.
Well, you know, and so we're talking about this because I think the more times you hear it, the more you're likely to say, well, I get it. I hear people saying that there's experts out there that say one thing, and you have experts on the other side saying another. But that what we see is a growing army of big pharma whistleblowers are coming out, and that, you know, this winter people are starting. You've heard Joe Biden even say this, that that there's going to be a dark winter. That sounds so ominous. You know, that we see all the things happening with the economy. We see the possibility of food shortages and supply chain problems.
Right.
Now we're hearing that there's the possibility of energy shortages and rolling blackouts because of coal shortages all over the place. And so, you know, we see a lot of things that we didn't used to see all happening at the same time. Again, if you've been around me and you've heard me say this before, my dad used to say that when a lot of bad things are all happening at the same time, don't think they're all coincidental, that there's always a cause. There's always a first cause. And in this case, the cause fits right with the bill. You know, the devil, Satan, he was a murderer from the beginning, and he was a liar from the beginning. And so we see his fingerprints on a lot of different sort of things going on. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that would point to, these pharmaceuticals not being in your best interest, being something that could be something that would relate to maybe an overall plan.
We have Tony on the line. If you'd like to take Tony.
Okay, let's get Tony on the line. Tony, good. I guess it's good morning in Phoenix. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, actually a strategy of depopulization that these globalists have that may be indicated by, you know, some of this crazy stuff that's going on. Why in the world would you have a vaccine that's way more dangerous than the problem is trying to resolve? I mean, there's a lot of theories about this vaccine, about why they're doing it. And there's a lot of very good reasons to think that it has way more to do than just hurting people. I mean, that there's everything from controlling people, like we see in Australia and the COVID passports, but we see a lot of people dying too. So what are your thoughts on depopulation?
Well, I believe that one time that sounded kind of crazy. Today I'm 100% convinced that there is an agenda. You can go online. You can look at all the globalist chat lines, websites. They're not even hiding it anymore. You can go right on the websites and read their Magna Carta, whatever you want to call it, their plan, their agenda. And the agenda is they believe they have the right to control the population of the world, and it's their obligation to decrease mankind. And it sounds crazy, but it's really out there. I mean, there's so many things happening right now. And like you said, when things happen over and over and over from all different angles, it's not coincidence. I was just reading today, they've got three whistleblowers that are testifying right now different website chat lines that the whole entire shipping container issue in California has been staged. They're purposely holding the ships offline to cause a food shortage. I've got friends back east, and they're receiving letters from the government. They're farmers. They're receiving letters saying, "Don't plant your crops again. We'll pay you in full. Destroy half your crops right now. We'll pay you in full," and sometimes paying them 1.5 times the amount not to plant and not to grow. Why would you do that unless there's an agenda? Then you read their agenda. Their agenda with the globalists is to control the food source so they can control the population. That sounds crazy, but it's what they're really doing. The letters are real. You know, people are getting these notifications. So from every angle, they're trying to figure out ways to control us, the population, to decrease our number. And it sounds like a crazy thing to say, but think where we were. I keep saying it. Think where we were 4 years ago. And if I'd have told you where we are right now is going to happen 4 years ago, you would think I was a crazy conspiracy theologist then. And here we are. Here we are today. Forced passports, forced vaccines. The vaccines are dangerous. They're hiding them. I was watching an article the other day. They showed that lady who passed out when she got the vaccine, the nurse. Well, if you read her family story, she died that day. She passed away, and they paid off the family. And in order to be paid off, they can't talk about it.
You know, when you have professionals like there's this the Nobel Prize winner doctor. I think it's Luc Montagnier. He submitted a sworn affidavit to the International Criminal Court discuss the Nuremberg Code, things of that nature, as far as these tests. He's the discoverer of the HIV virus. He's an immunologist. He's a virologist. He's got a lot of letters behind his name. And what he said was this vaccine, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, is the biggest risk to humanity and the biggest risk to genocide in the history of humanity. That's a pretty bold statement. It's not Steve Taylor coming online and just, throwing stuff off. But you're not going to hear this on your MSNBC. You're not going to hear that this vaccine can kill you, that it's a kill shot, that it's something that could cause infertility. Let me just say this. We see the FDA trying to get approval of this Pfizer and Moderna sort of stuff for kids. I think it's down to 5 years old. Kids don't even get sick. They're asymptomatic. And it's already been shown over and over again that asymptomatic people don't spread disease. And they certainly don't die. And that they're going to give them, they want to force parents to give, like California already is trying to do it, force the kids to take this Pfizer vaccine under this emergency use authorization as young as 5 years old. Moderna is already using 6-month-old babies as human guinea pigs in testing out this. You can't even call it a vaccine. It's gene therapy and has nothing to do with the vaccine. People say, you roll up your sleeves because, we all did that to fight polio. But that was a vaccine. That was dead and dying or sickly polio viruses put into a body so that you could enhance a viral response. But that's not what this does at all. This puts a spike protein generator in your body that will create spike proteins that will cause blood clots in your body and hurt you. We have all kinds of people, friends, come to us and say, ever since I took that shot, I have a friend right now and never had it. She's in her 60s, that she's never had a problem with a healthy, vivacious, just outward sort of person, always full of energy. She takes a shot. Within a month, she goes and she says, I'm so tired. She goes to the hospital. They said, you had a heart attack. She said, my family's never had a heart attack. He said, well, you got heart damage. You've got something going on. We need to take some more tests. And she's so tired. And they don't tell her, this could have happened because of the shot. But she's never had a problem. That's anecdotal in the sense that I don't know what the answer is. But she's not the other one. I've had other people take the shot and then never had, really severe inflammation issues in their joints. All of a sudden, what I'm talking about, Tony. And these people have problems now, and they never had those problems before. This is a really dangerous thing that kids under 5 to 11 shouldn't be taking without a lot more testing, but they're forcing it, like crazy.
Well, they're showing in countries where they're now vaccinating children from 15 up, the death tolls of children from this heart inflammation has gone up 400%. That's not me saying it. That's the countries that they're doing this in, saying, wait a minute, we're vaccinating. This is supposed to help us. And suddenly we got crazy numbers. Israel came out with a report saying, if you're vaccinated, you're more likely to get COVID. If you're not vaccinated, you're more likely not to get it. If you've had COVID, you're 27 times less likely to get COVID. That's not me or you saying that. That's the world-renowned medical peer groups around. And what you see is, you see that right now, the people who are being discredited around the world, they're calling them flakes. But up to before COVID, these were the go-to medical research specialists. These are the guys that Fauci gave all the money to. These are the guys that the grants went to, billions of dollars for research and development. And now they're saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. We're doing something that's contrary to science, and we're calling it science. And that's not me. That's them saying it. But they're being degraded. They're being discredited. They're being kicked out of their. They're being fired. There's this. It's almost like there's a crazy push with a crazy timetable to get this done. And I don't I don't see the logic. Man, they're sure pushing it. But the doctors are standing up.
You know, so going back on the narrative that, and again, we have about 5 minutes left. You know, the thought is, so if I could just kind of wrap up what the argument is that what we're seeing in this globalist attempt to do this great reset is that they've co-opted big pharma, you know, the Modernas, the people that are getting rich, going on the Forbes list, big media, you know, the CNNs, all the medias that are fake news. And they say that they're clearly guilty of doing the genocidal, and they're doing exactly what they said remember that thing that Guidestones, the Georgia Guidestones mm-hmm. demands that yeah. they would reduce yeah. from 7.9 billion down to only a half a billion. That's what the argument is. And that what people are saying is, listen, that means 15 out of 16 of us human beings, are right within the crosshairs of these globalists that are doing this great reset. You know, the argument is that there's too many people, too many eaters, too many breathers out there for this global elite to deal with. Let's get the number down, take the property, and be in control. So, I mean, people say, well, that's crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. What's crazy is getting five-year-olds to take require them to take a vaccine when there's nothing but harm that goes on with that. It's sick. It's evil. And let me share with you. One more word. I'm going to finish up, Tony. One more word before I go, Colin. Either one of you, any thoughts? I want to say something about when we cooperate with evil.
One quick interjection. If you're listening to us today, when you get off the phone or off the show today, go look up the Nuremberg Code, written in 1947 against Germany's mishandling medical research, genocide, and look at Articles 2 and 3 of the Code. Read them and then see if it doesn't sound like that should be being applied today, and it's not. So just a quick thing. Look it up, the Nuremberg Code. It's not hard to find.
Colleen?
No, definitely we need to learn more about all of this for sure. So I appreciate y'all's insight onto that for, you know, letting us know what's happening and keeping people informed for sure.
Well, let me just say this, that people say, well, listen, I'm just going to lay back and let's see what's going to happen. You know, that Romans 12 tells us that Romans 13 tells us that we should cooperate with government and not cause a hindrance. But let me say this. When you know something is evil, it's been exposed, and more evil than anything that we've ever seen in recorded history, and then you say that you're just going to stand down and let this happen to people like the old folks that are literally being killed and literally were killed on a regular basis through the vaccines and through just what appears to be a genocide that was focused towards all people, but especially the elderly. And then you do nothing, you stand down, do nothing, you then cooperate with the evil. If you have a choice of civil disobedience, not taking the jab, not cooperating with the mandates, or you have the ability to go along with the flow and be like those German churches during the Holocaust, when those trains full of Jews drove by to Auschwitz, and that they, because that those yelling and screaming voices as they were being put to death were disturbing those churches' worship services, the pastor would tell the choir and the congregation to sing a little louder. That's what we're doing when we don't stand up to what is obvious and open and notorious evil. Let me just tell you, this is evil. This is not good. This is not something we can just turn our head away from. We need to address it. And finishing up, just thank you for being on the line, Tony. I just want to let you know that as part of our responsibility and duty, the Alliance Steel Group, officially now starting this week, will be assisting folks with help in doing the waivers for the religious waivers against these mandates. That we're trying to get a price point. We will discuss that with you. Right now, though, that we want to get that out, that we're going to be online. We can't do it for free. There's so much work that has to be done and so little time to do it. But that if you need some help with a religious vaccine waiver, contact us. That's all the time we have today. We appreciate you joining us. Look forward to hearing from you on Thursday. God bless you. Stay safe. Don't take the jab. And God bless.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.